Peace and abundance always. Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Podcast with Peter Abundant. Today I want to talk to you about the famous quote that says, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." Many people say that this quote came from Gandhi. I actually heard otherwise, but it really doesn't matter where the quote came from, because the quote is yet so powerful. Who it came from doesn't really make a difference, does it? But I wanted to elaborate on this quote and first talk about the quote and also go a little bit beyond the quote. The quote says, "Be the change you wish to see in the world." It's talking about ultimately being truly accountable and responsible for what you want to experience in this world, to the point that you take responsibility for yourself and you actually do the things, be the things that you wish to experience from others, from the world. You don't simply say you want to live in a kinder, gentler world, a world full of love, compassion, and understanding when you are not practicing those things yourself. So this quote basically acknowledges the power, the only power you have really, which is the power over yourself, the power to do what you want to do. The power to be 100% responsible for your own actions. You have no power over what other people do, over other people's actions, over how they treat you or how they treat others. But you do have say over how you respond. You do have say over how you act, how you treat others. And that's ultimately where your attention, where your energy should and must go. Because once it goes away from yourself, thinking about what you can do, once it goes away from your responsibility, once it goes away from being accountable for yourself, then you've lost all hope. You've lost. Once you begin to think about what other people should be doing and why they're not doing it, you completely lost. You're completely distracted and you completely have lost touch with your power and the reality that is you. So you must think about it this way. Think about who you are and how you're being, because that ultimately manifests itself into seeing the world through your own existence and your own experience. You can't be one way and see the world another. How you see the world is a reflection of how you see yourself. So I often tell people who say, "Well, I don't trust people. I don't trust anybody." Well, you don't trust people and you don't trust anybody because you yourself are not trustworthy. You have to understand that how you see other people is ultimately how you see yourself. So once you begin to make that connection, you begin to realize that, hey, I don't want to see myself as untrustworthy. I don't want to see myself as a liar. I don't want to see myself as someone who is hateful and unkind. Once you begin to shift that, then you will take responsibility over your own actions, be more conscious and clear about what you do, what you say, and how you're being. And then you will notice a shift in how you see and experience the world. But to take this quote further, "Be the change you wish to see in the world," what I want to say is being the change isn't enough. Being the change is the most important part, yes, but it isn't enough. It's almost like having potential. You have the potential to change the world, but if you're not putting it into action, then what's the point? So when it comes to being the change you want to see in the world, that is the most important aspect of it. But not only must you be the change, you must show it. You must express it. You must share it with others. You can't be the change and be isolated in your house, be isolated on an island, be isolated on a mountain. You must interact with people so that way they can be inspired. Maybe they can experience what it's like to be the change that you are being for themselves. So then they can say to themselves, wow, you know what? This individual is so inspiring and so amazing. How can I tap into my own power, such as this person did, and not only be the change, but express it, show it, share it with others, so that way they can find that alignment, that connection of feeling like, hey, this person did it. Yeah, I can do it too. Because that is really our role in each other's life, is to show others, yeah, I've done it, so you definitely can do it. Or you've done it, so I definitely can do it. Our role isn't to knock each other down. Our role isn't to hate each other or, you know, discredit one another or hurt one another. Our true role is to inspire each other. Inspire each other to see, you know what? We can all be successful. We can all achieve our dreams. We can all achieve our goals. We can all be our higher selves. And that only happens with the support of the people who have succeeded in doing it, with the support of the people that see the best in us. And with that, you can own it and say, you know what? Yeah, this person did it. I can do it. They say I have it in me. They are going to support me as I manifest my true identity, my true essence, my higher self. And once I can do that, once I do that, then I can ignite a spark within others as well. And that's what I'm talking about when I say we need to go beyond simply just being the change. We need to share it. We need to express it. We need to be a witness to it and show other people that they can be a witness to your change, as well as the hope that they themselves can also be that change and share with others as well. So ultimately, I want you to expand upon the idea of being the change and make that also a anchor for not simply just being the change, but sharing it, expressing it, letting others experience it. And that's really all I wanted to say today. So take it upon yourself. Yes, continue to evolve and work on yourself consciously, to be clear, to be spiritual, to be the best that you can be. But realize that we have a responsibility towards others as well, to each other. To not only just think about ourselves, but yes, we do have a responsibility and we only are accountable for ourselves. But that is in order to inspire others. And that's how we create that change in the world. We can't create the change in the world if we aren't in the world. If we isolate ourselves from the world, it's impossible for us to create the change in the world. So it does start with you, but you must be in the world, meaning you must share that you must share you with others in order for the change to spread from yourself to everyone else. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.